Welcome to FinTech Facts. Whether you're cramming for a test or prepping for a job interview, you need to know the facts. FinTech Facts. What is non-custodial? Okay, another excellent phrase from the crypto space you'll often hear is non-custodial. So we're going to talk about it. Let's go. The phrase non-custodial refers to a service where the assets aren't held by a third party. In other words, users themselves hold their assets. Assets could refer to money, cryptocurrency, or even the private keys of a user's cryptocurrency wallet. Typically, non-custodial transactions are undertaken via trustless smart contracts. Smart contracts are computer programs which arbitrate between two sides of a transaction. Compared to custodial services, for example, a bank or brokerage, which take possession of a user's funds or assets and are charged with safekeeping. Non-custodial services are typically associated with decentralization and a non-reliance on intermediaries. Many crypto market participants prefer non-custodial services since custodial services incur higher risks. Risks involved with custodial services include, but aren't limited to, censorship, confiscation, downtime, insolvency of a custodian, increased transaction complexity and slower processing speed. Examples of custodial services are Binance and Coinbase, to name but two. By contrast, non-custodial services are trustless, censorship-resistant, faster, less complex, and don't attract the risk of insolvency. Non-custodial wallets include software wallets, such as Trust Wallet, browser extensions, such as MetaMask, or hardware wallets, such as Trezor or Ledger.
Thanks for listening to FinTech Facts. My name is Dave Coker.